Stacey St. Clair is the reporter who has been covering this more closely than maybe anybody in the city for the Chicago Tribune. Stacey, you're on WGN Radio. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What was it like in the courtroom when you found out that all three officers would be acquitted?
Well, you know, it was sort of a long windup from the judge. She read a very detailed ruling that she had written out and will be issuing later, but to the public. But so it became clear as sort of one by one, she was knocking down the prosecution's argument. So about 15 minutes into her monologue, it was clear they were going to be acquitted. So there wasn't a lot of tension. There was just sort of this sense of, you know, inevitability of what was going to happen.
Why wasn't the video compelling enough? They wrote that they were the victims of Laquan McDonald's aggression. It sure didn't look like that in the video. So why did she rule this way?
She said that the video that we all know does not show the incident from the perspective of Joe Walsh or any of the officers, including Jason Van Dyke. And therefore, you can't say the video doesn't match their statements. And she said that you can't know what someone thinks is reasonable when they perceive something in a minute. She said, I'm not going to look at this at their actions through hindsight, and I can't know what they were thinking. They reasonably could have had a fear for their safety when they got out of their cars.
Right, but that sounds like a consideration more relevant to the Van Dyke case. This wasn't about did Van Dyke have a reason to shoot Laquan McDonald. This is about did the officers later, when they had a chance to sit down and write about it, did they write an honest reflection of what happened at that moment, right?
Well, I mean, correct. And first of all, I mean, she pretty much acquitted Van Dyke on the stand in a way that was, I think, surprising to many. But what she was saying was sort of the same thing applies. If the video doesn't show what Joe Walsh saw, his Van Dyke's partner, if the video doesn't show what he saw, well, then how can you say he lied on his police report?
Well, but
if they listed themselves as victims of, you know, his aggression and that they feared for their safety, she said, you can't know what was in their mind. You can't know what was in their hearts at that moment.
Well,
they
then,
put
then
down
why was
how
Van,
they felt.
Then why was Van Dyke convicted? If Van Dyke is guilty of all of those counts, then it would seem to me as though the reports don't jive with what happened. Van Dyke was convicted.
I think if Van Dyke had had his trial in front of this judge, he had a really good chance of being acquitted.
So the convictions of all of those counts, what was it, 16 plus 1 of Van Dyke, have no bearing then on...
No. No, no. I mean, it has what the other jury found in a different courtroom has no bearing on what the judge found in this courtroom.
Those police officers must be thrilled today. They must have gasped or hugged their attorney.
No, I mean they were very laid back. They, I mean, like I said, it took so long for her to list all her reasons why she thought the prosecution had a bad case, that by the time she acquitted them, they had known for 15 to 20 minutes that they weren't going to be punished in any way. So, and I think just with the way the case was going, there was a sense, you know, maybe even, you know, at closing arguments, that they felt that there was no way they were going to be found guilty.
Officer Van Dyke
said... They did not look surprised.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Well, I'm surprised to hear that. Officer Van Dyke's sentencing will be announced, we understand, tomorrow. One of our listeners just asked, what's the minimum that he could get? We were talking about how long it could go, but how easy could it go for Van Dyke tomorrow? Do you know, Stacey?
Well, I mean, the minimum, as the defense sees it, is probation. The minimum, as the prosecution sees it, it's 96 years. It's a very convoluted, difficult sentencing structure to understand, and depending what your argument is, the minimum is anywhere from probation to 96 years. I don't think you're going to see either of those tomorrow. I think you'll see something much more tame.
Tame meaning 10 years, 15 years.
Tame, right. Not extreme on either end. I think it'll be a very sort of middle-of-the-road sentence in which Jason Van Dyke serves time, but he does not spend the rest of his life in prison.
One last question for Stacey St. Clair, Chicago Tribune reporter who's been covering the Laquan McDonald case, both from the Van Dyke standpoint, but also from these three police officers. What does this say, then, about accountability and officers protecting each other?
Well, Reverend Marvin Hunter, who is Laquan's great uncle, just spoke, and he said what it means is that the code of silence still exists in Chicago, and that for all the progress they felt they had made with the prosecution and the conviction of Jason Van Dyke, they feel a lot of that has been undone. You know, you and I have talked about it all along. This case was the more socially significant case for Chicago. This was the case that put the way the Chicago Police Department operates on trial. And the Chicago Police Department was acquitted.
Associate Judge Domenica Stevenson has found all three police officers not guilty of official misconduct, obstructing justice, and conspiracy. At least one of those charges could have put them away for 5 years, although probation was potential too, but none of that matters now. They've been found not guilty. Any last comments from you, Stacey St. Clair?
No, I think you might see some protests tomorrow. We've heard lots of calls for that from activists and from Laquan McDonald's family in the past few minutes. So I think tomorrow for the sentencing there could be some fireworks outside the courthouse before the judge even takes the bench.
I always appreciate your time.
It's a different judge, by the way.
A different judge in that case, yeah.
It is a different.
Well, and obviously
yes.
A different case. I mean, good Lord. Okay,
yep.
Stacey St. Clair, Chicago Tribune. You can read her in print. You can read her online. Thanks for your time, Stacey.
No problem. Bye-bye.